In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Life in this world is a mix of joy, but also a great amount of pain and misery. Some of us get more of one than the latter, and some it's the reverse. But one day to the next, we have some people who are experiencing the best that life has to offer, while their neighbors next door, or maybe even someone in their own house, is going through the depths of the despair. All the evils we experience are the result of sin. This doesn't mean that all the evils we experience are the result of our own sins. God gave Adam and Eve free will, and because of their sin, the human race, which had the potential to not die, had they remained in the garden and been obedient, was now infected with the disease of sin and death. We are born not only with the terminal illness of mortality, but with an inclination to sin. And this is an inclination which God can enable us to overcome by His grace, but due to the choices of others, innocent people suffer. In Genesis, no sooner do we read about the fall in Genesis chapter 3 than we find the first murder in Genesis chapter 4. Cain and Abel, who were the first two sons of Adam and Eve, Cain was driven by jealousy and envy, and he chose to kill his righteous brother Abel in cold blood. So in the story, we find the suffering of one who is innocent, Abel, but we also then see the suffering that followed as Cain was punished for his sins. So Cain also suffered, but he was suffering for his sins. Abel was an innocent sufferer and seen as an image of Christ in that respect. So sometimes we suffer because other people choose to do evil that causes us suffering, but other times we're suffering because of the consequences of our own actions. In the gospel, the widow who had already lost her husband was now facing the loss of her only son. And especially at that time and in that culture, there would have been little else that would have been in her life to have given her any reason to hope for. As she walked out of her village in the funeral procession, she was preparing to bury literally her last hope for joy in this life. You could have stopped her and explained to her why evil exists and how the world is full of suffering innocent people who suffer as a result of those who choose to do evil because God gives us free will, and also the suffering that we bring on ourselves because of our own bad choices. But while this might have explained the causes of her grief, it would have done very little to have assuaged it. But as the funeral procession was going on the road out of the village, Christ was on the same road on the way into the village. We're told that as the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said unto her, "Weep not." Christ saw her, he knew her grief, and he had compassion on her. But who could say to a widow whose only son was dead, "Weep not"? Who would dare to say such a thing? Only Christ was able to do that because he proved that he could do it by not only saying the words, but by touching the bier, stopping the procession from continuing to the tomb, and saying to the young man, "I say unto thee, arise." And when the dead man sat up and began to speak, Christ restored him to his mother. Now, the Gospels don't tell us the subsequent history of the widow or her son, and I've not come across anything in the tradition of the church that tells us what happened with the rest of their lives. It could be that at some point down the road, the son died, and perhaps his mother was still around to see it happen. We don't know. We do know that they both eventually died, and they were not freed from the sorrows of this world. But by showing that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, by raising up this man on that day, he showed us that he is the one that we can hope in. We can have hope in the resurrection. We find the final answer to the question of suffering in Christ, who is the life and the resurrection. Christ sees us and has compassion on us, and he will one day say to us, "Weep not." As we hear in the book of Revelation, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Amen.